Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's why Hunter finally got indicted substantively, was because of the whistleblowers. And that's really their fear. So the establishment's last tool is arrogance. Hunter and AOC with Swallowswell at a press conference going, we complied with the subpoena. This is a public press conference. Meanwhile, they indicted people that didn't. I actually know one of them. I think I'm talking to somebody who said this is all BS. Their committee was not a real committee. It was not bipartisan. These are real subpoenas, and they're bucking those. But, oh, now they don't have to go to it. But Steve Bannon, they want in jail. So people see right through this crap. And if you go back to Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger, and then later their protege, Klaus Schwab, he's written books. You can pull the speeches up. And most listeners here have already seen it. But for new viewers, you need to know this is out there. We are building an Anglia world. And they talk about destabilizing countries, getting rid of the resources, getting rid of the police, getting rid of all the services as more and more goes the debt to the private banks. And then the globalists say, we're going to use this destabilization and blame capitalism and say it failed, cloud pivot, basically. And then we're going to bring in the corporate fascist slash communist model on the bottom of Build Back Better. So we're going through the Great Reset right now. But they need the public to not know they're behind the plowing over of everything, the demolition that is the Great Reset, before they can build back better their technocracy and their social credit score and their ESGs and central bank digital currencies and vaccine passports and all the universal income crap that comes with it. It's their new plan to replace their old giant bloated fractional reserve banking fraud they had. So now they're trying to jump the train from this track over to this track, and they thought destabilization and race war would get us all to accept out of fear jumping over the next track. But the next time they do a 2008 and tell people do what we say or we're going to take your bank accounts, we're going to say we're going to arrest your ass. So people get we're being held hostage. They get when O'Biden says, give me $106 billion for Ukraine, or we're going to war with U.S. troops next month, that he's got a gun to our head. And they thought Americans were cowards when we were going along with this. No, we were asleep. Now you got a gun to the American people's head, and we're not cowards. People are pissed, and they know what the establishment's done. But these people, these globalists, as you know, Steve, live in bubbles. And they have disdain for the common hardworking people that actually know how to skin a buck or run a trot line. And they are just now figuring out how much trouble they're in. I don't know what's more dangerous, back when they were arrogant or now that they know we've got them. Look, we've already won. It's like the Terminator analogy from the 1980s, great movie with Schwarzenegger, made by Cameron. Skynet's already lost in the future. Their one hope is to send a Terminator back to kill the leader of the resistance. Well, instead of that, their only hope is to create crises so bad. I know I've already said this five times, but this is the critical issue. We're in the fulcrum right now. We're in the crossroads. We are at the heart of the battle where they're going to pull out every damn stop. And I want everybody watching who's worked for the establishment or been on the fence to understand, you know in your gut that if you serve these crazy people, you're like supporting Hitler in 1944. Okay, you're an idiot and you're crazy. This thing is going down. The globalists are already in their damn bunkers. They're already selling that they're going to put us into a total crisis so we accept permanent totalitarian martial law. It's not going to work. It might work in a few countries like China. The dog's not going to hunt here. It's not going to hunt in Ireland. It's not going to hunt in Germany. It's not going to hunt in Spain. It's not going to hunt in the UK. It's not going to hunt anywhere. It's not going to hunt anywhere. We are taking the planet back. The globalists just need to know. You can get sent to an island like Napoleon, or if you make us go all the way, you're going to end like Hitler in that damn bunker in 1945 under the Reich Chancellery in Berlin. And that's not big talk. That's real talk right to the New World Order. Because I'm willing to go all the way, and there's a lot of people that are willing to go all the way, and you globalists know we're not playing games.
Alex, where do people go to get your? We got about 30 seconds. Where do people go to get your show? We got the book, The Great Awakening. We're going to push it out. Where do they go to get your show?
Infowars.com is where people find the uncensored resistance movement and the battle for the future of the Republic. There's only two places that are this hardcore, The War Room and my show, Infowars.com/show. The new book, Great Awakening. We're trying to push it to number one on Amazon. Thanks, Steve.
Field Commander Alex Jones, thank you, sir. Wow. That is bringing the heat as only Alex Jones can bring it.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Back being like 10 years old, man.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, it was 40 years ago this album came out. Good stuff. My mama would take me to the record store. I'd get home and put it on the turntable and crank it up. That's what I shared with my parents. A lot of things we enjoy together. History and travel and hunting, but also good old-fashioned rock and roll. Simpler, more innocent times. All right, Michael Malice is a good friend of mine, a really smart cookie, and he recently interviewed me, and we never air these interviews. We never air this stuff. We need to. That's why I'm doing this here as we approach Christmas so quickly. Got some really special stuff for you coming up this Sunday with the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m., and on the Monday show for Christmas. But you'll see what we got for you then at InfoWars.com/show. But here is the Michael Malice, Alex Jones interview.
Good afternoon, Michael Malice here. Let that be your welcome for the next hour. We have with us a man who needs no introduction, Alex Jones. Alex, we record this Monday. It's airing on Wednesday. We were going to record on Friday. We had a little bit of miscommunication, and I had this very long intro for you about your book. Since Friday, so many things have happened. I saw you have another book. You're back on Twitter. You've done the Tucker Carlson show. Let's talk about the Twitter thing first, I guess. Are you surprised that you're back? What do you think this means, if anything? I just want to hear your thoughts quickly.
I was surprised because they've demonized me so bad, even though 99% of it wasn't true, that I thought with all Elon's problems, he wasn't going to do this. But they've messed with him so much, I know you know him, that he said, go F yourself, as we all know. And I was able to interview him. He interviewed me for 2.5 hours yesterday. And we're like on the same page. So I'm in Twilight Zone in a good way right now. And so I'm very, very excited about what's happening.
I've always been kind of taken aback that you're public enemy number one, because here's the thing. It's very easy to caricature Alex Jones as if there's one person or one type of people that you might want to ban, it's people who provoke violence, right? Your entire MO is do not engage in violence, because the government will take any slight bit of violence or display of force as an excuse to come down 100 times harder. You talk about this constantly. There was a documentary that I saw about you where you were at January 6th. You're like, guys, do not let things get out of control. This is what they want. And yet you're caricatured as this kind of violent insurrectionist. Do you think that you being reinstated, and do you think basically that so-called cancel culture has reached its peak? Because now not only is it hard to cancel people, they're getting uncanceled.
Well, what's happened is the old dinosaur media ignored the public's voice on social media. And right. It's not that Trump support was perfect or Trump was perfect. It's that until Trump won with that landslide fluke they didn't believe was going to happen, they were arrogant and said, we don't care about social media. We're just selling advertising there. So what? When they saw that and Trump win, they came in with both feet to try to stomp on it and clamp it down. And then their response, censoring not just me, but hundreds of millions of people here in the U.S. and billions around the world, pissed people off and made them want alternative news even more. So it's not that I'm perfect or some fount of all answers. It's just that they recognize that I'm certainly not establishment. So, yeah, the worm has turned. I think we've crossed the Rubicon. Yeah. The Great Awakening is here. And now Biden comes out with the Secretary of State and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Secretary of Defense and says, well, if you don't give us $106 billion more for the Ukraine war, your sons and daughters will be dying within months. So now they're holding a nuclear war gun to our head, which is so crazy. I didn't even see that coming. So, yeah. And I talked to Elon yesterday. He said, yeah, they're total warmongers. They're insane. I'm totally against the globalists now. So it's not us that's radical. It's not us that are even revolutionary. This is a survival mechanism at this point. Did you say, whoa, we're done. We don't care about liberal, conservative, all these labels. We want peace. We want prosperity. We don't want World War III. And then I've been so demonized, I'm not even that good. I mean, I'm okay. But, oh, this guy's the most demonized. Well, let's just hold him up. Trump has the same thing going on. He's not perfect, but he's way ahead in all the polls because people are like, well, if the establishment says I can't have this guy, I want this guy. So the system has no support. It's totally collapsed. But now, like Napoleon or Hitler, they go to Russia to die, and they're doing history repeats, and now here we are again.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is very interesting, let's talk about your book, because I have this weird quirk where I read every book that I own. So when I was on your show, you gave me a signed copy. Got to have that for the library. And I wasn't looking forward to it because a lot of these books are just copy and paste of someone's show, right? So if I've seen the show, and I know what you talk about, I didn't think I was going to learn anything. This book was absolutely excellent. And I was surprised how much I learned. I was surprised how much I enjoyed it. You did a superb job on it. And let me tell people why they should pick up this book, and then we can talk about your next one in a second. People, your show, you're very performative, and you have to be to some extent. If you're talking about this kind of dark stuff day in and day out, and I had to do the same thing with my book in North Korea, if you don't make it entertaining, people tune out because at the end of the day, it's just like, I can't handle all this demonic energy. And if any, it's also because what could I do about it? So, but this book, the entire tone of this book is fine. I'm Alex Jones. I think Bigfoot did 9/11. I'm crazy. Whatever. The point is, this is what these people are advocating using their own words. So you don't have to like me. You don't have to think Alex Jones has any common sense. Explain to me what you think it means. And you're the opposite of conspiracy theorists in this book because conspiracies, by definition, are done secretly and behind closed doors. And you're like, this is out in the open. They're publishing it in their books, on their website, and in their videos. None of this is secret at all. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, I realize that I'm always very direct, and I was sitting back when we first wrote the book a year and a half ago, the first book, the new one just came out, and I said, you know, I should do this the way I would talk to family or friends at dinner, not bombastic, not aggressive, which I never planned to do that. I just, at the time, I'm exhausted, so I'm on air. It's easier to get hyped up than, sure, you know, than just be, it's harder to be enduring than it is just be bombastic. So my crush is just go Godzilla and, you know, bull in the China cabinet. But then I said, look, I'll write notes. I'll record things that are positive. And then your ghostwriter, who was Ken Heckenlively, will kind of boil it down. So the last book was like 800 pages, 600 pages long. It was done. They boiled it down to 200 and something. The next book's 400, boiled down from 800. And I just did it in, more of, because my listeners all tell me, we love the old Alex that would make jokes and be fun. I've been like that in 5-6 years. So I tried to bring that to both books, and exactly what you said, say, hey, tell me crazy. This doesn't sound too good. This is what they said. And they had lawyers vet all of it, double-check all the quotes on both books. And so, you know, I'm just betting on humanity, saying, this is crazy totalitarian stuff. Forget who I am, but also using my controversy to sell books. Am I the radical? Because I don't have the nuclear launch codes. Yeah. And you know, I'm not the one doing all this. Will you please help me save the world? Because I'm not going to save it. We're going to save it together. And so that's basically what we tried with the books.
So one of the things that I learned from this that, you know, I kind of had been naive about is you talk a lot about transhumanism, right? And I thought to myself, okay, maybe this is one of those boogeyman words. And when I thought of transhumanism, I thought of, I saw a video not that long ago of people at Parkinson's and they couldn't feed, like eat like a bowl of soup, right? So they had this kind of spoon that even though the person's shaking, the spoon is perfectly still and they can eat the soup and kind of have their quality of life and dignity back. And things like eyeglasses, you know, you're not born with eyeglasses, you put them on. I'm like, what, you know, what does Alex Jones have against transhumanism? Maybe he's a bit of a Luddite, but that's the thing how these people work, right? You and I are both anti-fascist. America's an anti-fascist country. We lost a lot of men fighting Hitler in World War II, but being anti-fascist and being Antifa are not all the same thing. So they will take a term that in the context I said is like, who's going to argue against technology helping someone with Parkinson's? You know, no one would be against that.
We'll be right back with more of Michael Malice and Alex Jones right here on the InfoWars TV/radio network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you want to know how I feel about the New World Order, I should just read the lyrics of Don't Tread on Me from Metallica, because that says it all. Never starts the fight. Once the fight starts, never surrenders with a terrible purpose. Totally committed. You're freed by commitment, not enslaved. You're empowered by the decision to commit. Commit. Let's go back to the Michael Malice interview right now.
So they will take a term that in the context I said is like, who's going to argue against technology helping someone with Parkinson's? You know, no one would be against that. But their definition of transhumanism is not at all what I was just saying. Can you break down what they mean by transhumanism?
Yeah, I mean, you got to go back to Aldous Huxley in 32. He wrote Brave New World. His brother was the head eugenicist, and he changed to transhumanism. My uncle was in a motorcycle accident. It was having seizures for years, was almost dead in a wheelchair. He didn't just get a Vavic. He got the nerve stimulator first. It helped him. So about 5 years ago, he got an actual brain chip. He's up walking around, looks 20 years younger. It's wonderful. If you've got a brain injury, baby, take brain chips.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I'm not against it. I don't want school kids told you got to take brain chips like Klaus Schwab says to go to school. He actually says that. You'll all have chips in your brain to even have a job. So I'm against this making us take brain chips. But if I'm in a car wreck and break my back, give me a brain chip right now if I can walk. In fact, I'm demanding it. So I'm all about innovation. And then they lie and say, yeah, you're Luddites. You're against technology. No. They're trying to replace us with this, not make us better. And so that's basically one of the points we make in the book, in both books dealing with transhumanism. Transhumanism, the way they sell it, is a replacement of humanity, not an empowerment of humanity. So I think that's basically what we're dealing with.
The other thing you talk about is who's the one who's going to have the control of the on and off switch. So if we saw during COVID Jimmy Kimmel, who was crying understandably about his son having an illness and now, you know, treating his son, he wanted other people to have socialized health care. There's all that. You can wrap your head around this. But he's joking blatantly about, oh, you didn't get vaccinated and now you're in the hospital dying. Well, too bad. And everyone applauds. And it's like, whoa. You have people right in front of the camera telling you that if you're hesitant to take a vaccine that is new to the market, where it's impossible for any of us to say long term it's going to be safe because it hasn't existed for long term. You know, the human beings are not gods. You wouldn't know what the long term effects are, what would have been cars or any technology. You have to wait it out and see what happens. The thing is, if they're this glib about like, oh, if you don't get vaccinated and you're dying in the hospital, too damn bad, it's not that much of a stretch to be like, all right, you got this brain chip and we've got the remote control. Well, if you're not being obedient, let's see how long you're going to have access to this brain chip.
And so let's unpack what you just said, because I have 100 points on that. Under federal law passed a year ago, all cars being manufactured have a kill switch on.
Right.
Now you can say, oh, that's great for drunk drivers. No, they're going to use it for bad. So what I say is, if you opt in to a full spectrum of chips, if you've got issues, Parkinson's, whatever, that's great, you deciding the chip. We don't want one mandated chip that is controlling everybody, and that's what Klaus Schwab and the system is basically promoting. So that's exactly what they're doing. And it's a lie, but it's also a panacea. They say, just accept this new global government, and we're going to do all this. But let's go back to this. It's a cult to say we have an experimental shot, no testing. You open up the bottle of it. The data sheet is clear for the first time since the FDA was founded. There's nothing on it. You're asking me to step into the dark blindfolded and wander around on the highway. That's a cult. And so that's why I reject it. I know inoculation is a real science. There's a real disease out there. You've got some tested shot, or even it's not tested. I make the option to take it. That's my issue. But to try to make me take something that they admit's experimental in the documents, but say it's tested and effective on the news 3 years ago when they rolled it out, when it wasn't tested, and now they admit doesn't protect you, is just incredible. So what they want is mindless obedience through fear. Because the old, that's why I loved your book, White Pill. I was even talking to the security guy here today, one of our armed guards. He's like, oh, I loved White Pill. It was yesterday. You know, it's so optimistic. It's so good. And I was talking to some of the other crew. I was talking to Chase Geiser about it. It's true. There are so many white pills out there if we take the white pills. But we can eat the black pill, the red pill, the blue pill, or the white pill. It's our actions that are going to manifest which pill we take. So if people wake up, I'm white pilled. If they don't, I'm black pilled. It's one thing to red pill people. You hope they make the right decision. So many of you red pill become black pilled instead of white pilled and realizing how much power they've got.
Yeah, let's talk about the car thing, because I think this is a great example of how people can realize how very – it's not even a slippery slope. It's an elevator shaft, right? So let's go back to the Patriot Act, right? So the Patriot Act was sold in the wake of 9/11 with the idea was, look, we promise the only people we're going to torture is terrorists. And we're only going to torture terrorists when someone's got like a secret code and a nuke's about to go off in New York. And come on, you really got to get that secret code out of him. And it's kind of this, you know, the show 24. And that's never happened. They were torturing people who they didn't even know were terrorists in Guantanamo Bay.
It was a mind game to get you to give up your values, because once you did, the floodgates are open.
Yeah. But then what I point out to conservatives since, and now it's clicked in their heads, is we live in a country right now where politicians and powerful people will tell you with a straight face, if you're a member of the NRA, you're a terrorist. So very quickly, if the law says this will only be used for terrorists, they'll be like, all right, terrorists, someone I don't like.
And Biden, when he first got in, their first press conference was, MAGA are terrorists.
Yes.
They're the main threat. White supremacists are the main threat. Then they defined in that national security memorandum that's public, if you look it up, It's like a blue thing with white stars on it, official policy of Biden. If you question elections, if you question lockdowns or forced inoculations and a bunch of other things, you are a white supremacist. So we're like, oh, they're just saying white supremacists are the main threat, which they aren't, but I don't support them. Then it uses, okay, screw the white supremacists. But then it defines white supremacists as anybody opposing the agenda.
Right.
And now they're claiming in FBI memos that came out 3 months ago, the MAGA white supremacists are going to hack the power grid with the Russians and bring it down before the election. And I'm like, that is theater. That is fiction. The most fantastical load of bull I've ever heard. But the fact that the Pentagon and the FBI is promoting that means that's on the agenda. So they want to outlaw their political opposition. Trump's not perfect. I've got major problems with him. But I got a bigger problem with them indicting him and trying to take him off the ballot and saying we can't vote for him. And then I got a bigger problem with saying his supporters are the biggest terror group, when on average Trump supporters are one of the most docile groups there is.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how you see this, all these progressives, you know, who are influencers talking about they're scared of if Trump becomes president, that he is going to incarcerate his political opponents while literally he's facing multiple felonies. And I think this is one of the things are coming to a head historically, where maybe possibly, in my opinion, because the news cycle is getting faster and faster, that instead of having one story on Monday in January and the next story in February, right, you have them within one day.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Basil Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One last breath, the four wind blows that erase your ears. The sound of hooves knock at your door. Lock up your wife and children now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've been pretty good friends with Dave Mustaine over the years. He stayed at my house quite a few times. I've gotten so busy over the past years, we haven't hung out. I didn't snub him. He's invited me to concerts and just don't have time to do it because I'm so committed to the fight. Because the horsemen are drawing nearer, and leather steeds they ride, and they come to take your life. You know, I was flattered like 15 years ago. He says, I want you to write, because he wrote most of Kill 'Em All. He wrote this song. He said, I want you to help me write basically part two of The Four Horsemen. And I said, Dave, I'm too flattered. You just need to put your new album out. And then he came out with it. It was called Endgame, and it was all basically stuff I said. It's crazy how, and I was big then, but not as big as we are now. We're 10 times bigger now. And I was so humble. And that's a good thing. But as patriots, we are humble and don't realize the effect we're having. You and your town, you and your school, you and your business. But now we didn't write the sequel to Kill 'Em All. We've written the blueprint to bring down the New World Order. And it couldn't have happened without your support. All the guests, the crew, the reports. It's not Alex Jones. It's all of us together that did this. So please remember, when you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, you get amazing products. Just like our info's amazing, they are the best. And you support the InfoWar. And we still have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points going right now. Take advantage of these Christmas sales. Survival Shield X2, Winter Sun, Ultra 12, 10-Hour Clean Energy, Turbo Force. My book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage those that haven't supported. These are great products. Even if you hate Alex Jones, these will empower you. So get them at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the conclusion of the Michael Malice, Alex Jones interview, and then more is coming up. No, I actually wrote notes. That was the one thing I wanted to say. It's right here. Was look at the projection. Look at the inversion. Trump has said he doesn't want to arrest Hillary gets back in. Trump, and I'm not saying Trump's perfect, but Trump has said, I don't want to arrest my opponents. I want to make America great again. I want to turn the economy on. They're the ones trying to take him off the ballot all over the country. They're the ones with all the indictments. They're the ones saying all of our political opposition are potential terrorists. And then they say in the Washington Post and everywhere, we may have to assassinate him. You know, what if he gets assassinated? Maybe it's good. He's Hitler. The guy's got Jewish family and is hyper pro-Israel. That is not even real. So he's Hitler, and he's a dictator, but when we have an oligarchy, we already have a plutocracy, we already have a bureaucracy that is literally trying to cement surveillance, censorship, and control, and it's total inversion. So if I saw any of that from Trump, I would be against him. And I'm already pissed about the shot and, you know, Jared Kushner and a bunch of stuff. I'm not, you know, with Trump, I like hold my nose, I'll just be honest, but I see the whole establishment against him while saying he's doing what they're doing. And I'm like, you want me to gaslight and drink the Kool-Aid? I just can't do it. So then I'm very frustrated because they almost force me to support Trump when I just want to support stopping the current regime from World War III.
Folks, I'm curious to hear your thoughts as to Vivek Ramaswamy and how he nuked neocon Nikki Haley at the debate last week. What was your reaction to that?
Oh, my God. He just mopped the floor with her. He sat there and said, for those that didn't see it, because it's mainstream media, almost no ratings, unless you're a news hound like Michael Malice or Alex Jones. And he says, okay, name me three regions in the Russian-held areas of Ukraine. Couldn't say Crimea, couldn't say Donbass. And she literally went, like, all scared, and because she would have shot right back for, like, 30 seconds, like, And again, he goes, and you say, by the way, that I don't like you because you're a woman. BS, man. You are a corrupt defense contractor that had no defense background. Talk about Hunter Biden being hired for gas pipelines with no petroleum geology or background. This is like hiring a 8-year-old to do brain surgery. They're like, why are you on all these boards? Why'd you make $8 million in the last couple of years? And she just goes, and looks for the moderators to shut it down. And that's how, and then that little donor corner over there, and Ramaswamy would say, oh, look, there's, I mean, he won all the first three debates. But in that fourth debate, or fifth, or whatever it is, I think it's the fourth, he literally, like, grand slammed, royal flush, hole in one. And people say, well, maybe he's not good because he was in biotech, whatever. He's a smart guy. He's in business. The point is, you don't say the things Ramaswamy said, Vivek Ramaswamy, and ever have the globalists leave you alone. They're the most fickle, arrogant people. He mopped the floor with them. He devastated Chris Christie. He devastated Ron DeSantis. He devastated her. It was devastating.
Not that long ago, there's a movie called Police State by Dinesh D'Souza. I went to see the premiere at Mar-a-Lago. I had him on the show. And I got to tell you, Alex, I was completely shocked because Dinesh is kind of like king of the boomer cons. He's very much a mainstream conservative in that regard, very much within the Overton Window Republican Party. I saw this movie and it was straight up Alex Jones stuff. one of the points he made, and this is Dinesh D'Souza, he told the story, which was true. There was some college kid who got radicalized. He became like a Muslim extremist. And I think it was either FBI or CIA, I'm sure you know, they sat him down, I think it was FBI, and they were trying to encourage him to kind of make something happen. They're like, look, we give you money, and we can help you recruit people. And if, in Dinesh's words as the narrator, he's like, yes, this kid was like a crazy nut, but they're the ones who empowered him. First of all, to have a conservative just be like dismissing some crazy nut was just amazing. But to have the idea of a conservative talking about how our own government often takes these radical but powerless kids and tries to make them do something, to have him say that with a straight face, to have that now be in the Overton Window Republican Party, does that give you this a sense of validation?
Well, let me go back to this. I was teasing you that time, and I've known you for a long time, and you actually got up and almost attacked me when we were on Tim Pool's show. And I'm like, no, the police are great, Michael, and everything they do is perfect. And that was the day I did, you know, I'm a gorilla. And you got really pissed because obviously I know that's not true. They're just a tool of whoever's in power. Right. Some are good, some are bad. Yes. And you were like really getting mad. I was teasing you and I said, hey, I'm joking. You turned red. You got up because you like me. And you were like, dude, you're now a fascist. I was joking. But yeah. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza, I haven't seen the new movie, but I've seen a transcript and some of the stuff in it. This is the reality, and the truth is the federal police are against us. So I'm not demonizing them individually, but to have mainline Republicans have a come-to-Jesus moment after he was put in prison for nothing, that, hey, no, the police aren't God. They're a tool of the state. Yeah. And it's like George Washington said, government's like fire, a dangerous servant, a fearful master. And so that's why it's going to be incredibly limited as we wither the state, not in the Leninesque way, but the libertarian way. And so, yeah, I mean, that's where we are. And Republicans have finally stopped what the Q thing did, worshiping intelligence agencies, worshiping black ops, worshiping special ops. Listen, a lot of my family on both sides were top of their classes, the top of their classes. You know, they had, you know, quarterback positions in major football teams in college and volunteered for Vietnam and whole nine yards. And they all came back and said, force is evil. The government's evil. We need to limit the force. Our government's run by evil. Power corrupts absolutely. Power corrupts absolutely. And then I see this sycophantic worship. And I've had family in command of operations against Russians in Eastern Germany, in command of major operations in Iran-Contra, in command of hit squads wiping people out in the United States. I'm not bragging. It's actually shameful. And they all, to a man, told me at the end when they were on their deathbeds that the government's evil, it was wrong, and they got out of it. The lie is nobody gets out of the CIA. No, most people do, actually. And so, yeah, we have a rotting, out-of-control government. The government is not America. The ideals that made us great and made us better than the other countries, not that we were much better, but aspiring, what we were aspiring to made us great. And this sycophantic Q crap that, oh, intel and special ops, they're the most lied to, brainwashed people. I don't get my – I have callers go, well, what's your secret sources telling you? Secret sources? I can go out and observe what's going on. I don't get any information from people in the military. Nothing against the military in general, but the Army Special Operations, any of that.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Is she all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. Harrison, visit Infowars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got the tractor beam out of commissioner. This is going to be a real short trip. Okay.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today. Nothing against the military in general, but the Army Special Operations, any of that. They are the most controlled, brainwashed people. There are a lot of good people in there that leak stuff, but no, I get it from organic research and what's going on. And my family told me, the government's hijacked, it's our enemy, we got to abolish it 40 years ago.
Yeah, it kind of has parallels to the Catholic Church, where I have a lot of Catholic friends, and I'm sure you do as well. And, you know, they're very strong in their faith, and when they see Pope Francis, and the kind of crap he's pulling, and they see what's going on in the upper echelons of the Catholic Church, like some of them can't even talk about it. They're just so kind of devastated because they have this ideal, which is a good ideal. If, you know, this kind of church was going on for thousands of years, you have ceremonies, and when you say the Latin Mass, you know someone said this 1,000 years ago in Rome, and you kind of have
to. Oh, Latin Mass is beautiful. Catholic ceremony is beautiful.
And but when you look at what's happened now, they're just like, how is this, you know, the same thing? And it's the same thing with the U.S. government. You have this idea of George Washington, you know, liberating Eastern Europe and Central Europe. And you, it's hard for people to reconcile this vision of the American government as this force of freedom, both at home and abroad, with what has happened now. And I think more and more people, it's a hard pill to swallow, but they are swallowing it, especially older people. It's tough for them to realize, wait a minute, this is not what it was when I was a kid.
And it's not America that's overall bad. It's like if you're on a plane and a hijacker hijacks it and puts on the captain's uniform, he's not the captain, he's a hijacker. America was the best house in a bad neighborhood. We did change the world. People did aspire to us, but we've not become that. We're now a global corporate BlackRock empire launching wars everywhere, human trafficking, all this evil, and it masquerades in the uniform of our country. It's not our country. Stop worshiping it. Admit it's a fraud and then reform it, take it over, and cut it down to size because it's a cancer.
Something else that about the Dinesh question, like if you talk to people even just 10 years ago, which is not that long ago, and told them that, you know, there was this plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer of Michigan, but this plot was fomented by agents of the intelligence community, and they're the ones at fault. That's Alex Jones tinfoil hat territory. But now we're at a point where not only is that acknowledged, it's reported by mainstream outlets. Are you gladdened to see how much people have come around to what you've been preaching for years?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gladdened to see it, but it's because we've been taken down so far. I mean, they've been caught in so many lies.
Yeah.
Things have gotten so egregious that I don't want to be proven right anymore because I know how bad it's about to get of, you know, my other predictions. I want to be proven wrong. I want to put the brakes on right now and say we're not having a nuclear war and we're not collapsing the economy. And we're going to, because even if they try to stabilize things at this point, it's going to be a wild ride. But the direction they're going is Napoleon, Hitler. I mean, you can just see it. You can smell it, Michael. This is not good. I mean, I'm a tough guy. I want to think I'm a tough guy. I have nightmares about this. I get stomach ulcers over it because there's this thing of, you know, it's going down. You see the totalitarian fingerprints. You see the totalitarian signature, and you got a family and people. And there's no reason, and it's going to destroy the establishment. I don't want to kill the elite. I want them to stop it. But they're just megalomaniacal. They didn't get the power themselves. It was given to them.
Yep.
And so you realize this isn't a runaway train. We have crazy people driving it at 500 miles an hour over a broken bridge. And you're just like, stop. And they're like, no, I'm in charge. Okay, well, then at least slow down and just listen. You just stop the train, stop. They're like, no, I'm not stopping. And you're just like, all right, then you people are just, I don't even know what to do at this point. Because let me tell you, I got a lot of dread, Michael. I'm not depressed. I'm so alive now. I've got all this optimism because I see the good. But good is not driving the train other than our decisions, which we're winning the culture war. We're winning hearts and minds. But still, the whole train looks up at the conductor or at the guy and says, please stop. And he says, no, Russian agents. And you're like, dude, I'm not a Russian agent. Or they say, no, white supremacist. You're like, I'm not a white supremacist. Well, no, racist. You're like, just stop. Just stop. It's like this hard on. Oh, they got to beat the Russians. Oh, they got to beat the Chinese. Oh, we're America, the State Department. We're going to show everybody. And they can't wipe their own asses.
Yeah, that's the thing. I always say the enemy class is not composed of impressive people. But the other point to your point is they're not going to go down without a fight. Right. These people have their status. They have their wealth. They have their power. They just have a sense of feeling important. And to expect them in the sake of good, a word which is often meaningless to them, that they're just going to be like, you know what? You're right. I want what's best for everyone. This is not what motivates them. And when people talk about conspiracy theories, I just put in these terms. I go, is it your belief that that international elites who are extremely wealthy and powerful feel more allegiance to one another than their nation of origin? And when you put in those terms, everyone's like, of course, like this is that's like a textbook lefty look at the world. And it's like, yeah, so why are you surprised that the people in charge in France, in Germany, in China, and in the United States would try to sit down and work together as they did during COVID, then think that like their big concern is America or the Chinese people, or the French people, or just humanity in general? It's just nonsensical.
And that's the problem, is it is a classic leftist argument. You read Lenin, which I've read multiple times, 90% of it's genius and true. His solution is wrong. Right. So the left's like, oh, we have powerful elites together screwing us. Let's centralize control. Who do you think has control of that? You just made it 100 times worse. So it's decentralization. It's real competition. That is the answer to this. And just admitting that this is crazy. This is crazy.
One of the things I also learned from this book is you constantly talk about the globalists. It's become kind of like, you know, the globalist, the globalist, Alex Jones, the globalist. And I had you on my show previously. I asked you who the globalists were. You break down so well in this book who the globalists were, are, how they got to the position of power. It's not simply people who have an ideology, like you could say conservatives. That could mean anyone from you to Ben Shapiro to Donald Trump. These are very three different, very different people. This is a specific self-organizing population who identify themselves with one another, have meetings, and have policy papers and issue books. Can you talk about the origins of globalism in the sense that you mean? Because you break it down very well in this book.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a long story, but this is all mainline history, folks. At the end of World War II, there was a lot of Nazi power. They'd robbed everything. They had banks all over the world. They were really a robbing organization. It was all about money. And so they had money in the U.S., all over Europe, all over Asia, all over Latin America, all over Switzerland. And so they set up the Bilderberg Group to kind of make a deal with the British Empire. They brought the Nazis over, Operation Paperclip. It was not a Nazi conspiracy. It was just a group of political cutthroat, like Spectre and James Bond, that wanted to come over to us to fight the Russians. And Ukraine's part of that today. You know, I'm not for what Russia's doing. Russia's not perfect either, but it's literally the Nazi stay-behind networks from World War II that make up the Azov Battalion, the SS officer getting praised in Canada, and we're like, why is this happening? Well, that's who this is. So these groups come over here, and the Bushes have a bunch of the hidden Nazi money, and there's all this other money, and you got the Trotskyites run over here, and they create the neocons. You have all these international groups that failed.
I got to interrupt you because this is something very important when you talk about. So I don't think conservatives understand that a huge branch of conservatism were formed by Trotskyites. And what Trotskyites means were there was a big power struggle in Russia after Lenin died between Stalin and Trotsky. Trotsky got exiled and he died in Mexico. Stalin managed to assassinate him. Many of these followers of Trotsky, meaning followers of like the second in command of the Russian Revolution, hardcore Bolshevik communists, later became conservatives. But their version of conservatism is not your version of conservatism. It's not the Donald Trump version of conservatism. It's not even the Ben Shapiro version of conservatism. It is a very specific thing, and to call it conservatism is almost kind of a misnomer. But they're very much an entity with roots ideologically in the Russian Revolution. And this is something that's kind of swept under the rug, but this is a big deal because they're extremely influential within the Republican Party to this day. And this is one of the reasons why they're so loose with their advocacy for war, because from the beginning, their idea was you win by killing a lot of people and imposing your will upon them.
Well, perfectly said. I'm glad you're a historian. Everybody knows Michael Malice is that. So for listeners, I want to explain. The Nazis' last base was not Brazil or Argentina. It was Ukraine.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.